Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is February 16th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Uranus is in Pisces, opposite the USA natal Saturn, which is in Virgo, and continues to cause upset and destructive unusual events of nature in the homeland of this country. The second ice and snowstorm to hit the southeast of the U.S. in less than a month caused widespread destruction, traffic gridlock, wide-scale power outages, thousands of canceled flights, and deaths across the southern states on Tuesday through Wednesday last week, and then headed up to pummel the northeast, dumping as much as 2 feet of snow in some places.
And on the other side of the Atlantic, storm after storm has dumped biblical amounts of rain on southern England, putting coastal communities underwater and causing the historic River Thames to overflow its banks, flooding towns upriver from London, resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage.
It's been called the worst weather for England in over two centuries. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events, and it is transiting in Pisces, a water sign. And the forecast is for yet more to come.
Yes, sounds like more of the opening act for global climate change and ocean rise. The weather wasn't cooperating either in Sochi at the Winter Olympic Games. Temperatures reached into the 60s, creating challenges in keeping the ice frozen and the snow of high enough quality for the various events. According to news reports, these have been the highest temperatures ever recorded at the Winter Olympics.
All right, and here's some good news for a change. Venus is no longer retrograde and pulling away from destructive Pluto while still in optimistic Sagittarius, as well as receiving the aspect of the planet of conciliation, Jupiter. Thus, the prospects for compromise and agreement have increased.
Last week, while the Moon was conjunct the Jupiter side of the equation, we saw some evidence of that. The Republican Congressional Suicide Caucus caved to reality and agreed to increase the debt ceiling limit without conditions.
In other words, to not hold hostage some other piece of legislation.
Couldn't we also say that Jupiter, the wisdom planet, being retrograde, we have here an example of the astrological adage of gaining wisdom from the past. Reflecting on last October's public relations debacle, the Republicans in Congress have realized that shutting down the government doesn't work for them politically.
Yeah, true. Or at least that realization hit enough of them, 28 to be exact, to be able to pass the debt ceiling bill with the Democrats.
And overseas, China and Taiwan held their first official-level talks since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. Tensions between the formerly avowed enemies have eased enough to make high-level talks possible.
And not wanting to miss out on the action, North and South Korea also held high-level talks last week for the first time in 7 years at a meeting in the demilitarized zone.
Thus, for Asia, regardless of any past enmities born of a Cold War chess game, China, Taiwan, and the Koreas are all smart enough to know that there will eventually be an aftermath in which they had better be able to cooperate down the road.
Okay, here's a classic Mercury retrograde Neptune example that has been bouncing around the media for over a week and has become a Republican talking point.
The Congressional Budget Office published a report which estimates that, due to Obamacare, there will be less hours worked by employees, such that by 2021, it will be equivalent to 2.3 million people leaving the workplace. Oh, my!
Uh-oh. This was immediately interpreted by conservative talking heads as Obamacare will kill 2.3 million jobs and the Obamacare job kill. Of course, the truth is a little more complicated than that.
The job hours reduction comes about for various reasons, ranging from employers reducing workers to less than full-time employment in order to duck out of providing required health care, to people quitting jobs that they only stayed with because of the health benefits.
And in an economy with over 130 million full-time jobs, how big an impact will that loss of hours equivalent to 2.3 million jobs over the course of a number of years actually have? Besides, the people whose work hours are reduced and the people who do quit will then open up those jobs and those job hours to new people entering the jobs market. So the net loss is really not anything.
Anyway, it was a good example of how Mercury retrograde plus Neptune produces the illusion of a fact which really doesn't exist.
Okay. I have a Neptune plus retrograde Mercury one for you. Neptune is fantasy, which could be dark fantasy. Neptune can be underhanded and so forth. Mercury is thinking, and retrograde is, well, retrograde. At the beginning of the week, we were treated to this headline. U.S. may kill citizen with a drone.
Evidently, the Obama administration is wrestling with whether or not to kill another American with a drone strike. U.S. officials say that the person in question is an American citizen living in Pakistan and is a member of Al-Qaeda and is actively planning attacks against Americans.
Aside from the legal issues over killing an American citizen without a trial, matters are further complicated by President Obama's new rules, which took the drone program away from the CIA and gave it to the U.S. military. Thus, a drone strike in Pakistan would be tantamount to an act of war. And we are not at war with Pakistan.
This is also an example of the Jupiter versus Venus moral dilemma pattern. Jupiter, the planet of law, morals, and ethics, opposed to Venus, the planet of values.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here's one that combines the Mars plus Rahu equals violent accidents with the retrograde Mercury plus Neptune equals strange mistakes.
No doubt about that. Iraqi officials report that militants accidentally set off their own car bomb at a training camp north of Baghdad, leaving 21 of their number dead. The militants were attending a lesson on making car bombs and explosive suicide belts at their camp near the town of Samarra when their instructor unintentionally set off one of the devices.
Must have been their advanced class in suicide bomber training.
Yes, they advanced all right, right into the next dimension.
Okay. Another example of the Mars-Rahu conjunction, courtesy of Mother Nature. The Kelud volcano on the densely populated island of Java in Indonesia roared to life last week, spewing ash and lava rocks and forcing over 100,000 people to flee.
Surrounding communities and farmland were blanketed in a thick layer of toxic dust and gravel. The government of Indonesia declared a national emergency.
And this event is ongoing at this time. Meanwhile, Mars and Rahu are getting closer and closer together during the coming week, which is likely to intensify the situation.
And so we conclude this week's review. Be sure to click in with us next week.